Moncrief on News Talk.
On a tiny island in North Macedonia, a community of tortoises face possible extinction because there are too many boys. To explain, we're joined by Yvonne Buckley, Professor of Zoology at Trinity College. Afternoon, Yvonne.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Could you describe what these tortoises look like, Herman's tortoises?
So they're a relatively small European species of tortoise, kind of a black and yellowy colour, with a regular tortoise shell. The males have got a long tail, which is their distinguishing feature, with quite a large spike at the end. And the females have a shorter tail with a smaller spike.
And when was it noticed that there was a gender imbalance there?
Tortoises have been studied in this population in North Macedonia for about 10 years. And it's only been relatively recently, in the last few years of the study, that they've realised that actually it's a very male bias sex ratio in a couple of the populations there, where it's an even male to female sex ratio in another population. So it's only through kind of, you know, years and years of field work and going out and measuring the tortoises and recapturing them every year that they've been able to figure this out.
Yeah. And so in the communities where there's an imbalance, how severe is that imbalance?
So one of the populations they've been looking at is the plateau population. So this is an island in the middle of a lake in North Macedonia. And there's a plateau which has about 29 males to one female. So that's a very severely skewed sex ratio.
What are the mating rituals?
So this is a species where there's quite a lot of sexual conflict. So the males tend to quite aggressively pursue the females to mate with them. And this is kind of the regular, normal, if you like, tortoise behavior in this particular species. And this kind of sexual conflict occurs in quite a few other species as well, of birds and mammals and reptiles. So it's not particularly unusual to see that level of sexual conflict. What is unusual here is to see a sexual conflict type of mating system with a really skewed sex ratio where there's so many more males to females.
And the degree of that conflict, given that there are so many males, is that causing more females to be impregnated or less?
Well, so that's really interesting. There's no shortage of males in that population, so there should be plenty of opportunities for females to mate. But they actually have much lower reproductive capacity. So there's very few of the females actually have viable eggs in the population. About 15% when they looked at them actually have viable eggs, whereas it would be closer to 70 or 80% in a healthy population. So the reason for that is because the females are in poor body condition. They don't have enough time to feed properly. They don't have refuges in this particular population. It's a very rugged plateau surrounded by cliffs. The males tend to pursue the females, and the females take risks to get away from the males, which can lead to them having a higher mortality rate, with females being much more likely to fall off the edges of the cliffs than the males are.
Oh my God. So they're basically, as soon as they wake up in the morning, they're being constantly pursued by males.
Yeah, it's a very kind of aggressive situation where they can be pursued by groups of, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 males. And it can make life quite difficult for the female tortoises. And we measure this, the researchers, not me, but the researchers who've done the work have measured the body condition of these females. And they've also looked at things like damage to their shells, which would indicate that they've fallen off, rocks or cliffs or whatever. And they do have symptoms, I suppose, of being in tricky situations and having to escape by falling off, rocks and cliffs.
Is there any explanation as to why this imbalance came about?
So that's very interesting, because in the paper itself, the researchers say that they don't know how the skewed sex ratio arose in the first place. It could have come about through a number of different ways. In this species, the sex of young tortoises is determined when they're still in the egg, and it's determined by the temperature. So at lower temperatures, like 26 degrees, you're much more likely to be male, and at higher temperatures, you're actually female. So it's environmental or, temperature-related sex determination. Now, usually in healthy populations, it's a one-to-one sex ratio, but it could have been that in the past, there may have been a particularly cool period where you had more males born. We don't know. Or it could be that just by chance, some of the females died for some reason. Or it could be that there was human intervention in the population So this is a species which is on a register, a conservation register that prevents their import and export because they would have been in the past taken for the pet trade, for example. So it could be that any one of those or a combination of those things happened to skew the sex ratio towards males. And then once the sex ratio became skewed, there was more pressure on the females, and that would have affected their survival and their reproduction. And then it became a self-reinforcing sort of runaway situation, which in population ecology, we call an extinction vortex, where they can't get out of this situation that they're now in, that the population is basically trundling towards extinction because of the skewed sex ratio.
When do they think that's going to happen?
So they think that the last tortoise is going to die sometime in the 2080s in this one population. There are other populations of this tortoise where it's doing just fine. So it's not the extinction of the species. It's just this one population on this rugged plateau on this island in the lake in North Macedonia.
Could they, by any chance, take a load of females from one of the other communities and pop them in there and balance things up a bit?
You'd have to be pretty sure that population on the plateau could actually support more tortoises. It's quite a large population. It just happens to be, populated mostly by male tortoises. So one of the risks with putting more tortoises into that situation, even if they are females, would be that there's not enough resources for everyone to be able to survive. So I think you'd have to look quite carefully at the density that's there now and whether it would actually support more tortoises. So I'd be quite, if I was, in a conservation position, I'd be quite nervous about putting more tortoises into a situation where you know there's problems, you know that there aren't enough resources and that there's issues there already.
Yvonne Buckley is Professor of Zoology at Trinity College. Yvonne, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.